Jonathan, obviously, we saw a lot of good things there. The team has struggled over the last 2 weeks. How's the team reacted to some of the hardships that they've been dealing with?
Well, we've been responding pretty well, and I say that because of practice, you know, how we've been approaching practice, how we've been approaching the meetings. And I feel like the way we've been approaching these last few days has been very, very diligent, very aggressive. And, you know, we just had a hard fought game the other night, you know, not too long ago. And the way we're attacking it, like we haven't just played a hard game a couple of days ago, you know.
Interesting, you know, you talk about playing a hard game. You had some of your guys missing that in the secondary. Things didn't quite go as well. Now, do you see these guys coming back this week? And if so, how does that affect the game plan this week?
Well, it's huge, you know, because we can do what we normally do. You know, DRC, you know, he's irreplaceable. One of the better corners in the league. You know, Eli Apple's, you know, he's strong rookie. He's having a good year. You know, but the guys that step in, you know, Trevin Wade, it was a tough game. Everybody has a tough game. But he's a good corner. He played good football for us last year. He mm-hmm. played good football for us, you know, besides the last game, you know, he had some mistakes. But we need everybody to play at a high level. You know, at the end of the day, we may not keep everybody the whole year healthy. Yeah. And I say may not, that's being very, you know,
being generous,
gracious, you know. So, you know, you guys know. And everybody has to play. You know, injury is going to happen. And whoever's playing, they got to step up.